Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. With hot and dry conditions in northeast Colorado and drought and fires in southeast and southwest Colorado, some producers are having to make deep cull cuts, according to Executive Vice President of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, Terry Finkhauser.
We're estimating that we're another 10 to 15% higher on cull rate of cattle, and that's not including cattle that people that maybe had to make deeper cuts. And there are a number of those where folks said, listen, you know, my management strategy is not to feed my way out of a drought. We'll sell cattle and then we'll buy back. So that's just deeper cull rates. So I think all told, I mean, we could see kind of a 20% increase in cattle runs in Colorado. And if you kind of correlate that to hay production and grass production, I mean, we're seeing an average of 35, 40% back in stocking capacity this year because of drought. It is using more of the resources statewide.
In addition, hay resources are becoming harder to find, and there is an increased amount of hay being moved into Colorado from other states. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has approved a change in height restrictions on hay loads so that more hay can be transported at one time. Finkhauser says the producers are also looking to adjust rations given that there are more poor quality feeds being given to cattle right now. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.